The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You will be granted full immunity for any and all truthful statements you make. And from there, Vic Mackey, the protagonist slash anti-hero from the TV series The Shield, proceeds to coldly and pathologically spill his guts, much to the dismay of the other law enforcement officers with which Vic made a deal for immunity, but they didn't know what they were getting themselves into with Vic Mackey. They had not seen the previous however many seasons that that Vic had or The Shield had been on, like we had. So we knew Vic to be an incredibly awful, terrible, worst kind of human being ever. But at the same time, as these stories or these shows are able to do, or movies, make him into a person that we're all cheering for and hoping that the bad guy actually comes out on top. The whole idea of the anti-hero, and this is a recurring archetype across entertainment. Think about other TV shows like Dexter, who we're cheering for. It's a guy is a serial killer who's out there doing terrible things. But we love him in the name of justice. So Vic Mackey, The Shield, if you're not familiar with it, I definitely encourage you to check it out. I think it's probably one of my favorite all-time TV shows. And the ending, which I just spoiled for you, just spoiled the ending. Vic gets immunity for what it appears to be everything that he's ever done. So he ends up coming out on top of a lifetime of crime, and he gets away with all of it in the end. So why talk about Vic Mackey and why talk about full immunity? Well, obviously, it's because we are coming towards the end of the presidency of Joe Biden. And news just broke a couple of days ago that he is going to pardon his son, Hunter Biden, who is I don't think he is anti-hero. I don't know if there's any part of Hunter that's actually a hero. He is a troubled individual. And God only knows the things that he has done and the positions that he has been in and the positions that he has been put into, and how different would we handle it if we were in challenging, compromise, difficult positions like him. So I'm not going to pass any judgments on any of it. Well, I'll probably pass some judgments on all of it. So I don't know why I just said that. Is there anybody who doesn't make judgments about things? Do you look around and not judge the other human beings that you're in contact with, that you see on television, or celebrities or athletes? I think that we all do. So, of course, I will give a little bit of my opinion, which I suppose is why you're listening. But just made me think, what's the history of presidential pardons and, as it would be, commutations? How often does this happen? How frequent is it? What are some of the more high-profile historical pardons, commutations that have taken place? So I wanted to go through that a little bit with you and maybe provide some context and to attempt to humanize what can be a very, very unhuman, non-human experience of seeing a family on television every day, and a family that had been in politics for Joe's entire life, almost literally. He's been a senator for a really long time. Then obviously he was vice president for 8 years, and now he's wrapping up his presidency. So extraordinary. And we do forget or just don't focus on the reality that these are regular human beings and their sons and their brothers and husbands and all of it, dads, all of these things. So these dynamics exist not unlike the dynamics between you and your friends and your loved ones and the people that you're doing business with and attempting to get things done with. So it's just very interesting. So let's get into it. A pardon and a commutation are both forms of the executive clemency. So it simply means clemency means that we're absolving people of their wrongdoings. But they serve different purposes, getting back to commutations and pardons, and have distinct effects. So the technical definition of a pardon is an official forgiveness for a crime, removing the legal consequences of the conviction, effectively erasing the offense. So we're forgiving it. We are removing the conviction, so erasing the offense. The impact is that while a pardon restores the civil rights, like the right to vote or hold public office, it doesn't imply innocence. It merely forgives the offense. A pardon is typically granted after the individual has completed their sentence, though it can be issued at any time. So here's an example is that Gerald Ford, President Gerald Ford, pardoned Nixon after the Watergate scandal to prevent a trial. So instead of having Nixon go through a very public trial and figure out if he was guilty or innocent, President Ford at that time, for whatever reasons, made the decision that let's just go ahead and forego this, and I'm going to pardon Vice or President Nixon. A commutation is something that reduces a criminal sentence either in length or severity, but does not erase the conviction. So it does not restore the civil rights or imply forgiveness. It only modifies the punishment. So, for example, a death sentence might be commuted to life in prison. These are often granted to those currently serving a sentence, especially if they demonstrate good behavior and meet specific criteria. So there you go. Let's talk about some pretty popular examples of that. President Obama commuted Chelsea Manning's 35-year prison sentence, allowing her early release. So there you go. I think that gives enough sort of clarity or context around what those two things are. To give you an idea, the past five United States presidents. Joe Biden, before this had happened, he had actually issued a pretty small number of pardons, but he did issue a mass pardon for federal marijuana possession offenses that have benefited thousands of people. President Trump issued 143 pardons during his term, including high-profile, controversial pardons for Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and Michael Flynn. Barack Obama granted 212 pardons and 1,715 commutations. That's the most commutations of any president in U.S. history. Most were part of his anti-drug clemency initiative. So, nonviolent drug offenders that essentially rotting away in prison, he commuted many of their sentences. George W. Bush issued 189 pardons and 11 commutations. Bill Clinton issued 396 pardons and 61 commutations. He had a lot of controversial ones. One of the biggest ones, which he did on the last day of office, was pardoning Mark Rich, who was a financier. You can Google Mark Rich and find out some of the stuff that he had going on. So let's talk about some of the historic ones. I already talked about how Ford, this is regarded as the biggest pardon in U.S. history. Ford pardoned Nixon before he was to stand any trial. After Nixon had obviously resigned and Ford had taken the office of presidency, Nixon went, or rather Ford went ahead and pardoned him. Jimmy Carter in 1977 pardoned It's called the Pardon of the Vietnam Draft Evaders. So Carter issued a blanket pardon to thousands of men who had evaded the draft during the Vietnam War. So obviously divisive as everything is with politics. I mentioned Clinton pardoning Mark Rich on his last day of office. Donald Trump pardoned Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I live in Arizona and I'm certainly very well versed with Sheriff Joe and what a polarizing figure he was, and I believe still is. And just, I mean, Joe Arpaio is running for office in very recent memory.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I don't know if he was running for anything, or maybe he won. I don't know what he's up to, but he's still out and about, thanks to Donald Trump, I suppose. 1968, Andrew Johnson's pardon of Confederate soldiers. So after the Civil War, Johnson issued a blanket pardon to most former Confederates, restoring their rights if they swore loyalty to the United States of America. The pardon was seen as a step toward reconciliation, but angered many Northerners who wanted harsher punishment for Southern leaders. Not surprising. And I mentioned Obama issuing a commutation for Chelsea Manning. Very, very controversial. Chelsea Manning's a pretty controversial individual, certainly for a lot of different reasons. So if you want to dig more into that, go for it. There have been a lot of conversations around, should we, ought we pardon, ought we commute some of the sentences? What about Edward Snowden? What about Julian Assange? I think that Julian Assange just received a pardon, didn't he? He's been in the news, so you'll have to look that up. But for a long time, Julian Assange has lived in embassies all over the world. A very, very, very strange existence that has never been pardoned. Leonard Peltier is a very famous Native American activist, and in 1975, he killed two FBI agents at a shootout on the Pine Ridge Reservation. He has maintained his innocence the entire time, but that's what he was convicted of. But still, have not pardoned him. And there are certainly a lot of others, but those are a handful that really stand out. So what do you think? What do you think about Biden, Joe Biden, pardoning Hunter Biden? How would he not? How would he not do that? I think it'd be ridiculous if he did not do that. Back in my head, I always thought that the incoming president, whoever it might have been, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, turns out it's Donald Trump, that he or she would have pardoned Hunter. That's what I thought. Sort of a professional courtesy kind of a thing. Now, if you're Joe Biden and your son is facing a lot of scrutiny and a lot of potential charges, he's certainly facing already, and I think he's been convicted or is on trial for a handful. What would you do? Would you wait and just be hopeful that the incoming administration pardons your son? Or would you be proactive and say, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and go do this? Now, as with everything, we're going to split lots of hairs and say, well, the context, or rather the details of this pardon, are interesting. They're interesting. It went back something like 11 years and a handful of days or something like that. So as with everything, there's lots of sides to every story, and we have no idea, and probably never will know, the extent of any that Hunter may have engaged in beyond what we know. So that just is what it is. But again, would you do anything other? And I would. I would 100% pardon my son. So I can tell you that definitively. If I'm in a position to do that, I would have. So I certainly don't begrudge him that. And I'd be curious to hear the other perspective, the other side of that. I certainly have a deep appreciation for justice, and it's one of my core values. So I'm opposed to it from that perspective. But what I'm talking about here is from the perspective of, if I were in his shoes, what would I do? So let me know what you think. Be curious. Dig into some of those pardons. Check out The Shield. It's quite a show. Even if you know a little bit about what happens at the end, it's quite a ride. So I think pretty groundbreaking in a lot of ways. And Vic Mackey is an all-time great character, even though it's an all-time awful character. But Michael Chiklis, what a masterful job. And some wonderful other, not the term cameos, but supporting actors and actresses in a wonderful show. So check that out. And make up your own mind on all this kind of stuff, on what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do, and what's the humane, familial thing to do. Maybe that's how we close that out. So, as always, do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword care. That's care to pound 250.